This is Ian Plested at South Park Football Club. The final score tonight was South Park 2, Guildford City 1 in the Surrey Senior Cup. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. Another defeat, but anyone who saw that game, we were very unlucky not to get back to 2-2 and take it to extra time.
Yeah, without doubt. I mean, we're pleasing for me is South Park are a good side, obviously, and we pushed them all the way. And in my book, we should have really taken them to extra time, but just didn't quite drop. We had plenty of chances, particularly second half, lots of scrambles and things just unbelievably wouldn't go in for us. But most pleasing thing tonight at 2-0, lads had a good go and just didn't throw it in. And last week the signs of were better as well. We're gradually getting people back. I mean, tonight's back four was, you know, pretty decent. You know, we haven't had Ray Guildford's back and Jordan together looked decent. Elvis back tonight as well. Anthony in goal. You know, suddenly we've got some of the strength back which we need. Two forwards are going to be a handful. I mean, they missed enough chances between them tonight, but they're a handful basically. We need, obviously, midfield. We patched up a bit tonight, but they all did well. And I thought Bruce was excellent in there tonight. He ran his socks off, and everyone had a decent game. I couldn't fault anybody for their commitment and effort. Just a bit unlucky not to get anything, but yeah, the signs are good the last couple of weeks. And as you know, I'm convinced we'll be fine and get away from everything with the player caliber players we've got coming in, and tonight showing a little bit of that, and we just keep it going. Next few games we've got coming up,
we were creating the chances. I mean, we were unlucky not to be back to 2-1, but when Navid came on, the South Park seemed to struggle with him as well when it came on, and seemed to free up Joseph and Murray Price, I thought.
Yeah, no, Nav had a good little spell when he came on. He's a good ball player, Nav, and he retains the ball well. Very tricky. He's direct with a nice little trick and delivers a good ball. And, you know, suddenly we started swamping them a little bit, and it looked like we was going to get something. A little bit unlucky. I thought Carlton had a good shout for a penalty at least twice, and certainly the first one. I mean, their player's gone to clear it. He's nipped in. Couldn't believe it wasn't given. But, you know, that's sort of our rub of the green at the moment. We're not getting it. But, yeah, I was just so pleased the way everyone, you know, kept going to the end tonight.
I thought one of the most encouraging things was that people were, I know it's cliched really, but I thought they were on the left-hand side in the second half. I could see triangles happening and people passing between each other. People knew where each other were, and they seemed to be like, it was some really good football to watch.
Yeah, we've knocked it about well tonight. I mean, it's just getting the, you know, consistency and better level of player in. You know, we've had one or two good players in tonight that have helped us out a little bit, you know, and that, you know, that's going to help us in the future. We've one or two other senior players back in as well for Saturday. I say, yeah, I'm not too downbeat. I think the last two games could have gone either way, and particularly tonight, you know, I thought we pushed them all the way. It's no good listening to one or two of them saying, you know, their star players saying, oh, we deserve more and we could have beaten them, but yeah, we've just got to take it on the chin and move on to the next game. But it's encouraging. I thought we played pretty well, and like I say, most important thing for me is two down. You could have thought, oh, we're going to just pack this in, but the boys, you know, really played well and sort of dominated the last 20 minutes. Bit unlucky not to take it to extra time.
As you say, Saturday we've got Moles here. Are you hoping that, I mean, the players are going to turn up for you and want to play for you?
No, like I say, they'll all be there and they'll be committed. I mean, it's been unfortunate. It's not, I mean, people look at it and just think, oh, they've dropped out, they've not been here, but in various issues. I mean, Elvis has been missing for 2.5 weeks because his wife's had an operation in hospital, and it's compounded when it happens to 2 or 3 players. We've had injuries to Ben Rayner, Kari, Jordan Taylor, and again, 3 really good midfield players. You add that to what we had out there tonight, and I'm sure, you know, it's suddenly a force to be reckoned with. But we're just unfortunate. We need them back, but looking at it and being positive, most of them should be back for Saturday. And okay, we'll go there and give Moles a good game Saturday, and then, you know, that gives them another game under the belt, and I'm sure we can have a decent, you know, November and December, and we'd be right away from any of the muck down there, and just enjoy the rest of the season. So
thanks very much for your thoughts, Kevin. I'll catch you on Saturday. Thank you.
Yep, cheers.
Thanks.